Welcome, Seth, to Executive.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Seth, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Well, my morning ritual, honestly, is getting up, taking some deep breaths, getting in the shower, realizing that today is a new day, and focusing on that, driving to work, knowing that it's going to be a fantastic day, and I try to kind of keep that eternal perspective.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
I think the best guidance that I've received in my career, especially as a social worker, is that social work as a whole, for me, is the greatest job, is the hardest job that you'll ever love. It's also one of the greatest jobs, but it is the hardest job you'll ever love. And I say that simply because there's so many different facets to the field of social work in terms of what you see, what you do, and what you hear. And you have to be able to really, a lot of the things you internalize, but more importantly, you have to be able to deal with all of that and know how to kind of, deal with your own emotions as well as helping others. And so, yes, it is a very hard job, but it's a job that I absolutely love.
Seth, do you have a mentor?
I do not have just one mentor. I have several, but I would say that my greatest mentor and my role model is probably my brother. My brother Chad has been through many different things throughout his young life and adult life as well, and has had various setbacks of his own. But he was able to really overcome all the various obstacles that he did through various ways and found, things to lean on. And, many times when people thought that himself or myself would fail, we rose above that and we worked against the grain. And he's a great example of that. And in many respects, he's my hero.
Do you have any hidden talent? What are they?
Oh, that's a great question. I wish I did have a hidden talent. I would say it's not necessarily a talent per se, but I'm definitely very, very good at writing and very good at research. I also have do a lot of genealogical research and genealogy work in my spare time, which is limited. But it's not necessarily a talent, but it is something that I enjoy doing.
What is the biggest misconception about you?
Oh, that is a great question. I think the biggest misconception about me, I would say, is that I'm a very, very social person, which is kind of ironic given my stature as a social worker and as a political candidate as well. You do have to be social, but many times I can come off as antisocial, being very transparent here. But it's simply because I don't necessarily align myself with the gender role stereotypes of the typical male.
If you were to give a 4-year-old one piece of wisdom, what would it be?
If I were to give one piece of wisdom, I would probably have to say that always be grateful for your mistakes and your trials and your tribulations, that it is your sometimes your darkest of days that make you see the most light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that's something that's very powerful. I think that if we can not just learn from our past and our mistakes, you can help plan and prepare for a better future for yourself, your community, and the world around you. And that's a good thing.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
That's a great question. I think the heart and the mind can be very misleading at times. One can say one thing and one can feel the other and one can say the other. And I think it's about trying to reconcile the two. I think it's about trying to find a happy medium. For me, I will kind of search, ponder, and pray and for an answer or for a solution, kind of listening to that still small voice, if you will, that comes to you when you least expect it. I try to follow that, try to follow what I truly feel within my heart. I don't necessarily feel that your heart can lead you astray. I think sometimes your mind can, but I think if you listen to your heart, then you'll always come out on top.
Seth, what is your favorite comfort food?
Macaroni and cheese.
Please finish this sentence. Family is?
The foundation for a happy life.
Do you have any pet peeves?
I definitely do. One of my pet peeves is those that chew with their mouth open. Or when they're chewing gum and they smack their gum. Those are two things that, for various reasons, I just cannot stand. It irks me. I can deal with it, but I don't enjoy it.
We're all human. What is the best career decision you've ever made?
I think the best career decision I ever made I would say was, and it was really more of a life-changing decision. I actually started out as a theater major before going into social work, and my mother, who is filled with many words of wisdom, had told me at one point that while theater is great, I needed something to fall back on. And so eventually I went into social work, and it is something that I absolutely love. There's not a day that goes by where I wake up and say, I don't want to go to work. I actually love going to work because I don't necessarily see it as a job. I see it more as I'm doing something that I actually love, which is helping people. And so for me, I would say that the greatest kind of the career change was more of a life change, where I went from, like I said, the theatrics to engaging in another form of drama, if you will, which was social work.
What difference does someone make in your life as a child?
Well, I would probably say that my mother made a big difference in my life. I was born 3 months early, and I was 1 pound 12 ounces, and I quickly dropped down to about 1 pound 2 ounces. I was in the neonatal intensive care unit for over 5 months, and throughout my childhood, I struggled with various issues, whether it was hearing loss, vision loss, learning disabilities, things of that nature, bullying, so on and so forth. And my mother, being a single mother at the time for many years, she had to play both roles of a mother and a father, whether that was playing catch in the street with a baseball or a football, to going to school performances and volunteering and field trips, things of that nature when she could, to working 2 or 3 jobs. And she is someone that has had a profound impact on my life, and has taught me the value of hard work, as well.
Do you have a favorite quote from a TV show, movie, book, or a person you admire?
I do. Thomas Szasz, who was a psychiatrist or psychologist, had once said that he is known to have said this: people often say that this person or that person has not yet found himself or herself, but the self is not something one finds; it is something that one creates. And I look at that saying or that quote, and I love it for so many different reasons, but perhaps one of the most important is at the end when he says that the self is not something that one finds, rather it is something that one creates. Every single day that we wake up is a chance for us to continue to create who we are and who we want to continue to become, today, tomorrow, and for the future. And that is so powerful to know that no one can make you do anything, feel anything, fear anything without your consent. You are in control of your own destiny, of your own life. And you are constantly creating, yourself and who you want to be.
And Seth, what is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
Well, a lot of times I end my day like I began it, which is with a deep breath, a prayer of thanksgiving, and trying to fall asleep, with my mind clear, and some TV, and that's about it, and then the next day starts all over again, and hope for it to be a great day.
And finally, what do you do and where can people contact you?
So I am a social worker by day. I also teach various social work courses at Florida Atlantic University at night down in Boca Raton. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm currently running for Florida State House District 86 of Representatives here in Southern Florida. I can be contacted various ways. My phone number, people can always call me or text me directly if they have any questions or concerns, whether that's 561-997-4112. My email, which is info@votedenson.com, or via website, www.votedenson.com as well, where you can learn more about my platform, me as an individual. Or if anybody ever just simply has any questions they really want to just talk about various issues, I'm always here to listen, regardless of anybody's affiliation with anything, whether it's political or not. That is what I'm here for and what I want to do.
Seth, thank you for joining us on Executive Peace.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Sasha, for your time. I greatly appreciate it.